This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Six in the evening with Lynn, Iman and Kelvin, and we're starting the day off with Popit Popit Social. Today, asking you specifically, what makes you happier? Having lots of chats with strangers or just having a few deep conversations with friends? So we're asking this because a study was published recently which looked at whether our well-being is actually linked to the kinds of interactions that we have.
And it found that, well, both quality and quantity of our social interactions have the same effect, which is to improve our well-being. But apparently, deeper conversations seem to have a bigger impact on introverts in terms of their mood compared to extroverts.
So earlier today, our team went out to get some thoughts from Republic about which they prefer, the quality or the quantity of conversations, and this is what they came back with.
Do you prefer lots of chats with strangers or a few deep ones with your close friends?
I would say I'm ambiverted. Like sometimes in a big setting, I like to meet new people. But in the long run, I'd rather have some personal friends where we can talk about stuff.
Personally, would be deep one with close friends. That's where you realize what you really like or what your friends really like. And then you can help each other out.
Do more social interactions make you happier?
Yeah, actually, because I like to meet new people and just get to know everyone, building connections.
I think it depends on what type of social interactions, isn't it? Because if it's very tiring and draining sort of social interactions, it would probably make me feel worse than happier.
Do you interact with people enough in your day-to-day?
Yeah, every day I would definitely meet new people because part of my job as well. I'll meet new merchants and etc.
I think I do interact with people enough. I think it helped being in a work environment that is more social compared to working at home, for example.
If there was one thing you could improve about your conversational skills, what would it be?
Maybe listening. You have to listen before you start conversation.
Being less afraid to approach other people to talk about things, because I think that's the one thing that I find more difficult.
Oh, bless. I mean, I think a lot of people find that difficult. It's an interesting one because small talk is a cultural thing as much as anything else, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, different cultures hold small talk to varying degrees of importance. I remember reading about how people think that Finnish people, for example, specifically are unfriendly, and that's because they just don't do small talk. It's just not something they do.
Wasn't it also their country where they are introducing lessons on how to do small talk? It was one of the Scandinavian countries that were introducing that because they were just so bad at it.
But that's not to the detriment of, you know, their ability to function as a society.
Sure.
It's just that they stand in silence at bus stops and they don't feel the need to make chit-chat in elevators and things like that. So I suppose it's it really varies. I mean, I find this unusual. I expected the answer to be very much to do with depth of conversation, but it seems that it really depends.
Yeah, and I avoid talk with strangers because it makes me uncomfortable. But if it's with my friends, then whether it's small talk or deep conversations, I'm all for it. And I guess for me, it's not the quality or the quantity, it's who I'm speaking with that really improves my well-being.
But well, on a general basis, Iman, do you like small talk?
No, I hate small talk.
That's very guttural.
Yeah.
Just a very guttural reaction to small talk.
It just makes you very, very uncomfortable, you know, because it's like you're talking about the same things. Oh, what do you do? I do this. Oh, how long have you done it? And I'm just over it, really.
I have a criticism to make, but I don't know if I should. Maybe you're just not good at small talk. Simply because I don't think that all small talk is like that. So I used to think that, but I think that's a stereotype of what small talk is. I've actually had really, really great conversations with people where we never exchanged names or phone numbers. We were just there in a space, like we happened to be watching the same show, for example, and during an intermission, you talk about it. And it's really, really stimulating and interesting. And small talk doesn't have to be so particularly small. I think you can move on from the weather, your job, and where you live. It can be about what you're looking at. It can be any number of things. And I have left those sorts of interactions feeling really refreshed, which as somebody who, like you, is slightly uncomfortable with strangers, you know, generally speaking, those are the interactions that helped me get over the perception that I'm bad at small talk or that small talk is inherently bad.
Well, I guess maybe I need these small talk classes in Scandinavia to help me work on that.
We all love a bad boy. Someone who's bad at small talking.
Bad at everything.
No, please. Don't put yourself like that.
Are you a fan of small talk?
It's something that I have to learn learn over the years, because it does frighten me quite a bit, just speaking to people and making a fool of myself. But that is something that I'm slowly working on. And, you know, off the top of my head, I have certain, you know how some tables, some restaurants, they have like a list of cards for questions you can ask each other. So I've been sort of employing that strategy, but in my brain. So I have a list of things that I go through that I want to ask, that I want to sort of know about a person, that, you know, it's sort of open-ended, so you can learn more about the other person, right? Because that's the whole point. You want to be interested in the other person. So people tend to leave conversations much happier if they were the ones that were talking a lot more. So if you do less of the talking, but you do more of the question asking, the more of the listening, I think that's what works best.
I make it a point to always give a sincere compliment when I feel it. I think that's, I don't know, that just, it's my very small way of trying to make the world slightly more pleasant for people. But tell us how you feel. I mean, do you leave conversations with strangers or chats with strangers feeling good? Or is it really down to deep conversations with friends? That's where you get that social and emotional replenishment. You can call us at 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with somebody who speaks to strangers pretty often. And that is Mushami Mustafa, who is the founder of Humans of KL. That's going to be coming your way after this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:14 in the evening with Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin, and we're talking today about the quality and quantity of conversations or social interactions, because it turns out that both are kind of important, whether or not it's lots of small chats with strangers or with people you don't know that well, or a few deep conversations with friends, both can make you happy. That is not stopping us though from asking you what you prefer, so you can tell us. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, where we have a poll going up very, very shortly. In the meantime, we are crossing over to Mushami Mustafa, who is the founder of Humans of KL. Mushami, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So I guess for people who might not be familiar with what you do, can you talk to us about Humans of KL?
So what we do is we go around in public, we take random stories of strangers, and we tell real stories, and we get the intimate personal stories, which can be inspirational, can be tragic, can be sad, can be, you know, educational. And we publish it online with a portrait of them. And normally these kind of stories, a lot of people can connect with it. And, you know, sometimes can go viral as well. So that's the thing about Humans of KL. You see the humanity of people in the of strangers.
So I'm curious about one thing, because we're talking about speaking with strangers today, right? Or like, you know, speaking with acquaintances. When you try to figure out who it is that you want to talk to, what are the cues that you look for? I mean, what lets you know that maybe this is a conversation that's going to be fruitful?
The thing is, I believe that no matter how ugly, rich, beautiful, brown, white you are, everyone has a story. Everyone. You just have to listen long enough. And, you know, there's a very emotional personal story that, you know, once you connect them on a deeper level, they can tell. But on the streets, normally I'll try to look for conversation starters. So if you're wearing a funky dress or a funky watch, or, you know, I will be like, hey, nice watch. Where did you get it from? You know, so I just start to have a conversation from there. And if of course, if they dress nicely, I'll be like, hey, can I take your photo? And because, you know, people like to take their photos taken. So, yeah, I just look for conversation starters, actually. And from there, I progress and get to know them and try to connect with them on a deeper level. Just try to be their friends, basically. And from there, you know, when you connect with them, it's like an onion. You open them layer by layer until they can reveal to you, you know, their personal details.
How willing are most folks, you know, when it comes to doing that with them?
Most people, I mean, all of us actually like to talk about ourselves. It's just that to strangers, they might feel a little bit uncomfortable. So you need to create a safe space and you need to read their body language. But from what I gather, a lot of people are willing to tell me their life stories. Maybe I have a way of getting people to tell me their intimate stories, intimate details. But more interestingly, it's mostly the elderly who are a bit afraid to share more about themselves. I thought it would be more females. but it's actually more of the old, the elderly people who are a bit afraid. Like, I've got questions, like they'll be like, hey, are you from the police, you know? But yeah, a lot, we all want to be heard. We all have stories to tell, and we all want to share our pain and feel empathy. So actually, surprisingly, just ask any random friend about a personal question, and trust me, like once the floodgates are open, they will share the story.
So the reason why we're talking about this today is because there was this research that found that both small talk with strangers and deep chats with friends can make you happy. What do you make of these findings?
Yeah, I agree that if you like talking deep conversations really do make it worthwhile, make your life worthwhile. Because I think that is what, when we talk about connection nowadays, putting your phone down, that's what it is, to connect with another human being and to really feel their presence, to be empathetic, meaning you understand and you feel their pain. And when you open up yourself, you create a safe space, you can be vulnerable. When you, you know, when you talk about your weakest flaws and the problems that you're going through, not the surface level, but the deeper level, you really, you know, you feel like they get you and you feel like you connect to each other. And it goes both ways. You cannot just ask the other person. You also have to open up and reveal your, you know, reveal about yourself, open up yourself. And when you open up yourself, you also allow the other person to trust you more. So it's a give and take. And I've had about 1,000 conversations with strangers, and I've connected with everyone deeply on a personal level. And trust me, when, you know, when you're done with the conversation, you feel like you've known each other for a long time. Some people feel like, you know, they just talk to a counselor. And yeah, but it takes a lot of strength to be vulnerable, to let down of your ego, to break down the social image that you have of yourself as a successful person who has everything put together. Come on, the real truth is all of us are struggling for something, you know, but we want to put a brave face. But if you're willing enough to break that down and be honest with the other person, instead of feeling ridiculed, you'll find that we all support each other. We all are struggling through the same thing. So, you know, why not we help each other out and talk about it? And, you know, that is very wonderful, that one-on-one connection.
So you mentioned that, you know, you've had lots and lots of conversations with people, and you've had success in terms of getting people to open up. And the thing is, I agree. I think that a lot of it is about sharing yourself. A lot of it is also, for me personally, I find right moment, right time. But for you, I suppose, while out there speaking to people, what are some of the ways that you encourage a deeper conversation? You mentioned there this idea of sharing yourself. Is there anything else?
Okay, number one, when it comes to strangers, so even friends, first of all, you need to learn about the body language. So if they feel a bit defensive, you back down a little bit more. You don't go, yeah, but for me, normally I would go, I mean, for me, I normally just go for the personal questions straight away because I don't really like to do small talk as well. It's a bit boring. Yeah, but the other thing is I realize when you do share about yourself, let's say you ask them about their deepest fears or do they really like their job. You know, they might be hesitant to tell you, but then when I talk about, you know what, I actually, like, you know, I hate my job as well. Maybe the boss is not treating me well. I feel like I'm overworked. I'm mentally and emotionally not feeling well. You know, and I open up, I'm being honest about it. They actually are more, like, they in kind will also open up to you. So that's one way I realized how you can connect with someone and encourage them to talk more. And of course, the thing is, I tell them, you know, when you talk to strangers or to anyone else about your about these deep conversations, you get to learn something, and they get to learn something as well. How you struggled and how you overcame that struggle, and that is a very beautiful thing, actually.
How do you think different personalities factor into this whole thing? Whether you like small talk or whether you prefer deeper conversations overall.
I noticed that, you know, introverts and extroverts, so like extroverts, oh my God, they're the king of small talk. They can talk and gossip and talk and gossip. And but I noticed that when I talk to introverts, I myself am a bit of an introvert, the conversation is much more deeper. I think because introverts tend to reflect things more and observe more. So when you get to talk with introverts, introverts are the ones who are less likely to speak to strangers as well. You get a deeper connection. And extroverts, because they also, maybe I'm wrong, but maybe they want to keep up their social image. They might not want to talk about personal stuff as much. So I noticed that, yeah, introverts have that power where they can, the word empathy, they can empathize with you more and connect with you on a deeper level, one-on-one. It's hard to do that on a group level, though. So not even for me, when I socialize, I prefer to socialize one-on-one instead of a group setting. Because in a group setting, Yeah, I mean, it's hard for you to connect with someone, right?
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, because I'm an introvert myself, same as you. How do you deal with like being in large social situations? Like, do you really just go for the one-on-one talk, or do you sort of like try and mix in with people in general in that situation?
Number one, I don't get invited to parties as often, but when I do go, for some reason, I don't know how or why, but I would always hang out with the wallflower or the one that's a bit outside of the group. And next thing you know, for the next hour, I'll be speaking just to that one person. And we'll be talking about so many things, about careers, relationships, and whatnot, while the main group will be out there. And they'll be like, hey, are you guys okay? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm actually enjoying this. And I prefer that way, because if I was in the group, yeah, you will have fun talking about, you know, gossip and stupid things. But on the other hand, I connected with this guy. His name, for example, his name is Ken. I learned a lot of things about his industry, about his work, about his job, how does it, you know, about personal, like, everything that he learned, and things that I can learn myself as well. So it depends a lot. But I think everyone, even though you're an extrovert, you still want to have a one-on-one conversation with that one introvert or that one person with an ear for you. But remember, even though you talk about yourself, make sure that the other person, you open up the space as well for the other person to talk about themselves as well. It's a two-way road.
Mushamir, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
We've been speaking with Mushamir Mustafa, founder of Humans of KL, and specifically about this study that basically found that whether it's quality or quantity, the point is having social interactions makes people happy. The question, though, that we want to know from you is, which side do you land on? Do you land on, you know, even interactions on a more surface level with the people that are your acquaintances, with the people that just kind of populate your daily life? Do those make you happy? Or is it only when you have deep one-on-one conversations with your close friends? You can call us and let us know. 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
We have this message here from Intan Sabrina that says, I ended up marrying the person who I made small talk with 13 years ago.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. That's very sweet. And then we also have this from Kesh, who says, I'm a bit of both. I do enjoy having long and deep conversations with friends when either one of us needs it. I do chat with strangers at a bus stop or LRT stations, in, you know, elevators, supermarkets, just a short casual chat. By the way, folks, all of you do have short chats with strangers on air regularly, which is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kesh.
Well, you're trying to disprove my point now, but I get it.
Well, it's also a bit different, right? Seeing that it is in a more professional setting. Like, you know, if you happen to work at the front desk, whether you like it or not, you have to talk to people, even though you're an introvert. So it's something that you sort of muster up the energy to do because it's your job.
And I guess also, like, I'm comfortable speaking with people through the phone on air is because I'm with you guys and I'm comfortable with you guys. So that helps as well.
So tell us what you think. Do you enjoy interactions with acquaintances? Do you like small talk? Does that make you happy? Or is it only big, deep conversations that matter? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we have the Seahorses with You Can Talk to Me, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.